All right, DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way to get a hold of us. We got this from, and she asked to remain anonymous.
So we're calling her, quote, Jane.
Jane.
Uh-huh. Hey, Ben and Kelly. Just thought I'd share this with you. My company just had a holiday gift exchange at work. It was a white elephant gift exchange. But someone must have thought it was a Dirty Santa gift exchange. Because my female boss opened up a gift that was a slinky, sultry piece of lingerie that you'd get from an adult novelty store.
Oh, wow.
She said, oh, my.
Oh, my.
And then said that someone got the instructions wrong. Wow. LOL. We all awkwardly laughed and continued on. Anyway, thought you guys would think that was amusing. Thanks. Love your show.
That's...
The boss gets that.
Hey, do we need to define what a white elephant and a dirty Santa gift exchange means?
Well, I thought they were kind of one and the same. The Dirty Santa component meant that you could steal, right? Or is that also part of white elephant?
So I thought Dirty Santa was like gag gifts sort of things. And I thought white elephant was more like, hey, let's keep it under $20. It's just something nice, right?
Okay.
That was my understanding.
Steal, though, in White Elephant, can you steal the gifts is what I want. Because a lot of times if you are picking later in the group,
yeah, then you get
a chance to, yes, you could see what everyone's gotten so far. And if you see something you like, you could take that instead of picking from the unwrapped gifts, right?
I think it's whoever decides to do the gift exchange makes the rules. But I've always understood.
They called it Dirty Santa because there was stealing involved.
But I've always understood it as a, if you stole a gift, it could only be stolen like once or twice.
I think three times was our rule.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It got, like, dicey. Especially if there was something really good everybody wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So maybe the Dirty Santa has a connotation that...
that they're gag gifts or whatever?
Sassy gag gifts, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Alice rolls in and says, yeah, we steal in White Elephant. Yeah, so I guess,
okay.
But I thought like maybe a White Elephant gift exchange. Am I incorrect in saying that? That
it's just more of like the price point?
Yeah, it's just more of a price point. Like, hey, all the gifts have to be under $20, you know. And some people actually like offer up decent gifts and things like that. Or $20 worth of like scratch off tickets or stuff like that. So,
yes.
Got a message from a listener. My husband got, protection. Prophylactics in his stocking from his mom the first year.
From his mom?
Yeah, we were together. She said, I'm too young to be a grandma. Well, she became one 6 years later.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, that is.
Wow.
That is a statement.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Grandma. No, she's like, statement. No, I don't want to be a grandma.
Nope, I don't want to be a grandma.
Wrap it up.
Yep. This is how I'm going to try to hopefully prevent that.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. Oh. Got a message from a listener. My ex-boyfriend's mom got monogrammed blankets for everyone 1 year. She didn't just get my initials a little wrong. She used my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's initials.
Oh, do you think that was accidentally on purpose?
Oh, shoot.
I liked her better. Wow.
Oh, my
That's
God.
Rude.
That is.
Oh, another one. I have an aunt who usually sends my family random knickknacks every holiday.
Uh-huh.
1 year, I opened my present to discover an object whose purpose I was entirely unsure of. It looked like a giant chess pawn.
Oh.
My mom and my brother were equally clueless as to what it was. It was awkward when it came time to call my aunt to thank her for the gift, since the script was usually thank you for the blank.
Yeah, right.
Say what it was.
Right.
Turned out to be a hat holder.
Oh.
My aunt assumed that since I was wearing a hat in the most recent holiday photo, I must love hats.
And here's a holder for that hat.
For all your hats you probably
I was
have.
Thinking something completely different, by
I
the way, too. That listener
I
was describing it. Oh, wow. All right. So awkward gifts that you received. If you've got a great story, we'd love to hear it. 502-795-1997. Got a DM from, we'll call her Jane, who passed along this awkward gift exchange at work where her female boss got a sultry piece of lingerie that you would get from an adult novelty store. So, most awkward Christmas or holiday gift you've received? Got one from Janine, who said, a few years ago, my aunt gave me a rock.
A rock?
She gave presents to me and my two older cousins and said, it's time for the big girls to open their gifts. She made my cousins go first. They got scarves or something. And I opened my present and pulled a rock out of the package and looked up waiting for her to laugh. And she said, isn't it wonderful? So I had to be like, yeah, I love it. So then she told me that she had dug it out of her garden the previous summer and she knew that I would think it was so cool.
Oh, wow. Then you have to say, yes, it is. You have to say, yeah, that is amazing.
Cool rock. Thank you.
Thanks for thinking of me with this rock.
Got another message. My stepbrother and I each got a copy of the strategy guide for Mortal Kombat 3, the video game, one Christmas, despite A, not having the game, and B, not even being allowed to rent it because it was too violent.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is some miscommunication there with the parents.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, dang it.
I got another. 1 year when I was a kid, my parents bought me a computer mouse. What makes it bad is that I didn't even have a computer, and I'd been asking for one for years.
Oh, that's especially mean, too. I mean, it's like rubbing salt in the wound.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my gosh. Here you go. For when maybe one day you might get one. Sorry, you don't have one now.
Yeah, Sammy said, a fairly distant relative once gave me 3 promotional freebie, like, coupons, vouchers for a clothes shop I didn't really even go to. Each gave $5 off a purchase of $50 or more. 15-year-old me didn't really even have enough money to be spending $50 on clothes in one go, and the vouchers had already expired on the 23rd.
No. Oh, dang.
Oh, hey, so let this be a lesson. If you're going to give some sort of, like, coupon as a present, at least make sure they can still use it.
It's still valid. It's got to still be valid.
Got one more awkward holiday Christmas present ever received from Annie. This was actually really funny. It was from my grandmother. She says, I unwrapped it and it was a little tin box. I opened up the box and there was a fake gift card in it, like an indication of this is where you put the gift card.
Oh, no.
And I just looked at her like, what is this or what's going on? And she was like, it's a gift card holder. You can put all your gift cards in there.
That you get from other people.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get you one.
Right. And Annie said, I just started laughing saying, no, you're actually supposed to put a gift card in the gift card tin.
Oh, see, it works better when you actually have a gift card in it.
Yeah. She said it was really cute, though. Bless her heart. It was a bless her heart moment.
That's a bless her heart moment for sure.
It was a fun little tin. And that's where you put all your gift cards.
Look at the shape. It just perfectly fits a gift card in there.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Wouldn't it be great if you get some?
Good stuff. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories there on 99.7 EJX.